This podcast is presented by Student Ministry Publishing of Lifeway Christian Resources, Biblical Solutions for Life.
Welcome to another episode of Studies with Life Focus podcast. I'm your host, Alice Stegeman. We are in Unit 3 of the winter quarter in our Bible study materials for the month of February. Our co-host for this month is Lynn Pryor.
Woohoo!
You're back here again.
Yes, glad to be here.
Good to have you with us. We are in the unit called Christ the Center with passages that come out of the book of Colossians. And the session that we will be looking at today is for the week of February the 19th. And the title of the session is Center of My Beliefs. The question is, isn't Christianity just following a bunch of rules? The answer is Christ is the center of the Christian life, not traditions, rituals, nor man-made rules. And the Living It Out statement is, youth will evaluate all spiritual truth claims in light of the answer that we just talked about. The Bible passage will come out of the second chapter of Colossians. And the first part we're going to be looking at really has to do with that the Christian life doesn't require any particular traditions.
And, of course, our whole emphasis, as we've said about the month, is all about Christ. And this is, I think, a needed study because we talk about grace, but sometimes we tend, in just the way we live our lives, we assume there's kind of some other things added to that. Paul dealt with that same thing in the church of Colossae, in so many of the churches where they wanted to, yes, they embraced Christ, but along the way they wanted to add other things to that. For instance, as we talk about in here, we're going to talk about traditions and rituals. This would be a good one as a teacher for you to, I think, really look at that commentary, background information, to understand the issues that Paul was dealing with, specific issues in the church of Colossae. For instance, in this first section, at least the traditions they were dealing with the circumcision and all the rituals and all that were required. But don't let this become just a talk about biblical history or the challenges they faced. I think a good thing for students to do is they see what Colossae was going through to say, what are some of the traditions that we have that sometimes people think, well, if you're a good Christian, you will follow these traditions as well. Really, now this shouldn't be a bashing of what the older people do, that kind of thing. But we do have our traditions that we hold on to. And if you're a good Christian, gee, you ought to be doing that too.
And it's not just to the older adults that have traditions. Youth groups can have traditions too that are sometimes hard to get past, like maybe, you know, a certain activity that they've had every year forever and, you know, you've got to have that particular thing.
Yes. The student who had a particular moving experience at, say, a Disciple Now or a certain type of retreat thing.
Right.
And then a few years down the road, they stopped doing that particular retreat or that particular outing. And that just devastates because that was such a tradition that meant something to them. All through this passage, it's grace. That we do not have certain things we have to do, certain ways of doing things. It's really grounded in grace. And we talk about that from salvation. That for salvation, grace is central to that. But there's something about them when we move to the Christian life. Many of us times we give lip service to grace, but we say, well, yeah, but you need to do this as well.
Right. And the second point we talk about, we emphasize that we're not requiring any rituals. You know, and on the surface, traditions and rituals kind of sounds like the same thing, but maybe you can expound on this a little bit. Is this getting more into actual, like, procedures that you go through or actions you go through when you talk about rituals?
Well, that's certainly the case of how we talk about it, which is true. In verse 18 of chapter of Colossians 2, he says, don't let anyone disqualify you, insisting on ascetic practices and the worship of angels, claiming access to a visionary realm. Now, the worship of angels, and he said, but he's talking about those who even say there's certain ascetic practices that need to be a part of your ritual. Now, let's step out of Christianity for just a moment. Mm-hmm. In the Islam religion, as they have their five times of prayer day, mm-hmm. there are certain rituals they do even preceding that prayer time, hand washing, things of this nature. And then, of course, as they pray, there's certain words, mm-hmm. certain recitations, their mm-hmm. face Mecca when they do that. And those are kind of rituals. And we sit here and go, well, that's Islam. It's a good thing Christians don't do that. But we have certain rituals that we have, mm-hmm. too, that we just, and even rituals of around prayer and fasting, mm-hmm. which are to draw us closer to Christ. The problem is when we let those rituals, those things that we do, instead of just making us closer to Christ, we focus on the ritual itself. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, uh-huh. And, you know, it seems like, you know, when you talk about cults and other religions and things, a lot of times the ones that teenagers find most attractive are ones that are very heavy with rituals, that they have certain things that they prescribe, things that they have to do. Why do you think teenagers are so attracted to a religion or a belief system that has to do with performing rituals?
Well, the nice thing about it is, I say nice in the facetious way, it caters to our human nature. Uh-huh. So I accomplish this.
Right.
And that I have my checklist. I checked off. I've been able to, and I feel like I've accomplished something.
Right.
It is in our human nature to be Lord of our own lives.
Uh-huh.
And I can check that things. These are the things that I accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And then those things that we do that should drive us, that are meant to help us grow in Christ,
mm-hmm.
good things can become rituals, because now I'm not focused so much on how they help me grow in Christ. I'm focused more on I did these things.
Right.
Now, for those of us who are of a certain age, many of us remember those offering envelopes we had when we were growing up, going mm-hmm. to Sunday school. And I got to tell you, as a kid, I felt pretty cool when I could check off, I think we're 6 boxes.
Something like that.
My parents always let me check the giving box because we tithed as a family. So I felt pretty good on those Sundays. I checked all my boxes. That's just a Baptist way of doing a ritual.
Right.
Because it was no longer had to do with how did those things help me grow in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about I checked it off and I've accomplished it. And that our teenagers today are that same mm-hmm. way. It's just our human nature.
And it caters to our sense of wanting to be in control, too.
Yes.
Because we can be in control of our actions and, like you said, whether or not we've checked off all those things on our checklist.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we talk about the checklists and traditions and rituals, we could also even talk about, as our third point, as we get into
uh-huh.
verse 20, even the idea of any kind of man-made rules that we want to make.
Right.
The passage here says, don't about submitting to regulations such as don't handle, don't taste, don't touch. All these regulations refer to what was destroyed by being used up. They are commands and doctrines of men.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say again, the emphasis in the Christian life is to be grace.
Mm-hmm.
There are maybe some rules that I need to follow that are helpful to keep me disciplined.
Uh-huh.
But for me to turn around and say these, my own things I impose on myself, you need to do those too. If I can give a good example, and I know many people do this, so they've gotten convicted that for their quiet time, I'm gonna read the scripture before I read anything else that day. Pick up the newspaper, turn the TV on, mm-hmm. anything else. I want to make that my, if I can call it this, mm-hmm. my ritual,
mm-hmm.
because I need to make sure I'm focused on Christ first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll tell you, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But what's bad is when that really works for me to turn and say, okay, Alice, now for you to be a Christian, don't turn the TV on, no Good Morning America until you've read your Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where man-made rules get...
Right.
It's grace. It's all about grace.
Right. Do you feel like sometimes it's almost a sense that, too, we feel like if we don't have rules, it's like we're letting people off too easy? You know, it's that balance between grace and between saying, okay, we have grace, but these are the behaviors that we expect, the expectations we have. So, you know, how do you, and I guess when you have rules, it's a little easier just to make it objective and concrete to say, these are the things you do or that you don't do.
Yes. It's, once again, it comes back to our human nature of just, uh-huh. we feel like we need to have rules to kind of keep us in line. And I should say there is a place for rules,
uh-huh.
but those rules do not bring me closer to Christ.
Right.
They may, whatever things I impose on myself, if they'll help me stay focused on Christ, that's mm-hmm. fine. But I cannot impose those rules on you.
Mm-hmm.
The only rule book I have, if I can call it that, is the Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, the Scripture is not simply a rule book. In fact, isn't it, that's how our life question is stated, isn't it? Yes. Isn't Christianity just following a bunch of rules?
Mm-hmm.
I read the Bible to learn all the rules. No. The Bible is to show us grace, to show us how to live in the grace of God.
Mm. Very well put. So to wrap up for today, our question once again is, isn't Christianity just following a bunch of rules? And the main points we want to drive home are, number one, no traditions required. Number two, no rituals required. And number three, no man-made rules required. There are additional free helps available at lifeway.com/myextra. You'll find there some current news stories and a way to relate them to the sessions for this month. And also you'll find songs that can be downloaded that will support your teaching plan. Other links that are listed there are an email address to which you can send feedback to our Life Focus editorial staff, a link to our community on Ning at lifewayextra.ning.com, a link to our Twitter page at twitter.com/lifefocus, and a link to our Facebook page at facebook.com/lifefocus. Thanks for listening. This is Alice Stegeman. Hope to have you with us next week for another edition of Life Focus Podcast.